USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The death rate from breast cancer has dropped by 43% in the past decade. According to an American Cancer Survey report, black women are still more likely to die from the disease, even with a lower incidence of it. A senior author of the report saying death rates are declining in black women, just in as almost all other groups, but the gap still remains. As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, tragedy strikes in Texas.
Texas authorities say 84 illegal immigrants have been found in the back of a semi-truck near the southern border. Hidalgo County Sheriff Eddie Guerrero says some of the illegals were seen Thursday climbing off the truck in front of a residence in the border town of Weslaco. That's about a 2.5-hour drive south of Corpus Christi. All suspects have been taken into custody. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.